The following is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
And good Sunday morning to everyone out there. Thank you so much for making us part of your weekend. I am Chris Creston, and I'm joined, as always, by Kelvin, the money guy. And I'll give you out all his information right now. So if you've got a pen and paper or you've got the notes app on your phone ready to go, take this information down. Because even if you don't need it right now, you might need it in the future. And it's important to have it there in your back pocket. This is Your Life, Your Money. Kelvin, the money guy, is the guy that we're going to be talking to in just a second. His website is askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. And you can call him anytime at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. And you know, a plan is something that we're going to be talking about as we continue here on the show today. Askkelvin.ca, again, is the website. 416-457-7526, 416-457-PLAN. Kelvin, you know, I was actually talking to a friend of mine yesterday, and what did he say to me? He said, failing to plan is planning to fail. And I think that is pretty apt when you think about your financial life and everything that goes into it. And I think that that is something that we sort of talk about here. It's not, it can seem really, really daunting, but a lot of it, when it comes to planning for retirement, when it comes to savings, when it comes to making sure that your financial life is set, it seems really, really daunting, but it's just a matter of making some simple plans. Yeah. How are you doing this weekend?
Good, good. How are you keeping?
Good, good. It's been, it's been a busy week, but it's been a good one, and it's been interesting to see so many people all of a sudden when they moved into the phase of vaccination for people over 40 or people over 50 and people getting their AstraZeneca and things like that. And a lot of people are getting vaccinated, and I think that there's been maybe a little bit of hope in that for some people who are getting kind of in the doldrums of thinking, is this thing ever going to end? Are we ever going to get back to some semblance of normal life, you know, when it's lockdown, after lift the lockdown? No, lock it back.
I know. It's funny, you know, my wife, about 2 weeks ago, she got hers. I got mine this Tuesday it went by. And you didn't even feel it, you know, it was like a little pinch. And before you know it, it was done. I went up to Schaumburg, and it was very well organized. You walk, you go in, you wait a bit, not even a bit. You go in, it's like clockwork. And there's tons of security people there and doctors. And so nothing really, everything went really, really well. The next day, my arm was a little bit sore. It wasn't like really sore, like nothing really happened. And, you know, remember I told you every 3.5 months I call on my clients, right?
Yeah.
So I finished last week calling after about a week and a half or 2 weeks of calling, and I started to just ask everyone to find out, you know, are they going to get it? Because you hear in the news all this stuff, right? So I wanted to talk to real people to find out what's happening. So I would say if I sampled 10 clients, I would say about 8 of them either got it or had an appointment to get it that week or the week after. So it looks like we're going to get that herd mentality where we're all going to get it. And then by the time the summer comes, we're golfing and fooling around again. We hope.
Hopefully. Yeah, that's, that's hopeful. And when you think about sort of the idea of some hope, I think that that means a lot for people's pocketbooks.
Yeah.
It means a lot for people's ability to make decisions. If you, you know, have a small business, if you're working and if you're not able to work right now, some hope on the edge of that is going to do a lot for people's mental health and do a lot for also their economic health if they know that there is a light at the end of the tunnel and they are able to maybe spend a little bit, maybe invest a little bit into their business, or maybe, you know, spend some money that is going to invest in other people's businesses, because that's the name of the game. It's all the cooperation that comes from having a mutual need for something.
Yeah, and like you said, a plan, you know, and don't, I mean, we talk about planning for retirement and all that kind of stuff, which we're going to talk about, but, you know, plan for when everybody's vaccine over the next year or so, to go somewhere, to go and chill out somewhere. So save some money, put some money away for that kind of stuff, you know, because it is coming. I mean, last year it didn't look so, but now we have hope, like you say, in the next probably 6 months or whatever, you know, start planning out things. And if it doesn't happen, well, it's okay. At least you have the money, right? So when it does shake out. So the whole deal with our lives is planning. And no matter what, it doesn't have to be just be about money, about anything. You know, I want to do stuff in the backyard. Well, I got to wait till the weather breaks. Like, make a plan for yourself. If you don't have a plan for yourself, most like, actually, if you don't know where you're going, how do you know when you get there? That's the deal, right? So sit down and work out with your spouse what you want, and then seek out a financial advisor if you don't have one, and work out what you want to do. Our role as financial advisors have really changed, you know, over the last year, because we became more of a therapist, really, to people, where we listen to what they have to say, they about their personal lives, how it's affecting them, and things like that. So it's gone beyond money. So it's evolved into something else, which is great, you know, for the advisor and for the client. So,
well, it's interesting that you say that, because I can remember the first time that we sat down discussing the show Your Life, Your Money, and what it was going to be all about. We sat in an office, of course, when you could still go to offices.
Right.
And we were down there and we discussed how basically that was your sort of model for being an advisor in the first place, was to take people's real life and their real needs and their real values, and then translating that into what their money life and their money values are.
And how I came about that was actually this year, January, was 13 years since my mom passed away, and she was only, actually she would have been 80 today. So I started thinking, you know, if when I talk to people, if they were my mom and dad, what would I tell them to do? So life is not just about saving every penny you have, and, you know, it's about enjoying your, it's about saving for the rainy days. So it's, don't get me wrong, I say don't save money, but find a balance, you know, find an equilibrium between your life and your money. And if you do so, you'll live a great life, and you won't regret. Many people go through life regretting things, eh? And I think you want to go through not regretting. And how you do that is making an actual life plan for yourself. And your life plan includes money, of course, you know, and health. Make sure you take care of your health, and we'll be good. We'll be good to go, right? So
I think that one of the things that's a big part of people's planning and people's financial planning, people's life planning, is planning for retirement. And that's something that we talk a lot about, and that's something that we continue to talk about on today's show. But the pandemic, has it changed that in a lot of people's minds? I think the people that I've talked to have said, well, you know, I'm working from home anyway, why would I retire? So maybe prolonging their work a little bit, or other people saying, I can't go into work and see people and actually like have that social aspect. Why would I keep working? Maybe I'm going to speed up my retirement. So a lot of people putting a lot of different sort of viewpoints on that decision, and thinking, well, I can't do the things I wanted to do in retirement. Hey, you know, it's not like you can go golfing every day. You can't go golfing any day right now. I was driving past Queen's Park yesterday and I saw a gentleman with his golf bag on and a sign folded over him saying, let us golf. And so I can think that that's a big part of a lot of people's retirement plan, is just that, let us golf.
Let us golf. I know. Well, it's funny, the last, I would say, 5 months or so, after talking to clients, or clients calling me, or people from the shows that call, one of the biggest thing that they have been noticing lately is, you know, can I retire? Do I have enough to retire next year or the year after? Like, can I retire in 2023? Or, you know, I don't want to work anymore. Retiring used to be a thing where when you're 65 was our retirement age, for some reason. I don't know why we picked that years ago, but 65 seemed, but now a lot of things have changed. So people don't want to wait till they're 65. They want to say, you know, can I retire at 55 or 60 or 65 or 70? Some people, so it's a, retiring is an individual thing. Retirement is a big decision, right? Along with things like, getting married or divorced or having kids or moving or, it's a big life transition, right? So you really have to sit and think about it. So they did a survey, and what they found was people that want to retire start planning their retirement 5 years prior to retiring. Well, I don't think that's a long time. That's not enough time to plan, because if you start planning, or saving money to retire in, be 5 years before, well, how long do you think your money's going to last you into retirement? 5 years. So retirement planning has to start with a time frame of 10 years. Most people I find from doing what I've done for all these years need about 10, 15 years to plan out their retirement life. So no matter what age you are, if you do it properly and you really take time and plan out the next 10 to 15 years of your life, you will retire wherever you want to get to. So, like I say, 65 was the retirement age for people. Some people retire at 55, believe it or not. And there's certain things that you need to, certain things you need to know at what age you want to retire. So you have to have a retirement plan for yourself. So maybe after the break, we can maybe get a little bit into this.
Yeah, let's dig into that, and we'll dig into that. I think a lot of people's ears perked up when you say some people retire at 55, and I think that I can remember what was those Freedom 55 commercials. Someone's like, "I'm you from the future. I'm hand gliding," or something like that. And I think that that for a lot of people has been sort of like a dream, an unreachable dream. But there are things that you can do and strategies that you can have, and like we've been talking about planning, a plan that you can make. They can make retirement at 55 possible. But if you plan to retire at 60, 65, or 70, those are all possible too. Because I look at what my dad is like at 65 versus what his dad was like at 65. And it's vastly, vastly different. It's a more vibrant, more relevant, more plugged in. And it's the kind of person who doesn't want to just settle down. So for a lot of people, they might want to be looking at retiring at 70. So we'll cover all those bases as your life, your money continues here. Don't forget to visit Kelvin's website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. And you can call him anytime, 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. Hey, plan. That's what we've been talking about. More on your retirement plan with your life, your money, and Kelvin the Money Guy on the other side of the break here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
You are listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
And this is Your Life, Your Money with Kelvin the Money Guy. Don't forget to visit his website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. This is Your Life, Your Money. And we talk to Kelvin the Money Guy about all sorts of things that relate to your life and your money life and how those two things intersect. And today we're going to be talking about one of the things that sort of is in the back of people's minds and things that people don't like to think about because maybe it's too daunting, it's too big of a question, it's too far out in the future, and it's retirement. And for some people, they don't like to think about it because it's coming up too soon, and they're thinking, "I'm not prepared. I can't. It's too stressful to think about it. Like, let me go put my head under the sand for a little bit longer." But for me, we talked about in the last segment, I'm in my mid-30s, and I think about retirement once a year when I'm doing my taxes, and I get that slip from work that says, how much money has been saved in my work pension plan or something. I think, well, that seems like an amount of money. I don't know if it's enough. I don't know if it's too little. I don't know what I'm doing here at all. Let me just file that back away and not think about it again for another year.
Right. And many people, that's what they do. They don't look at their statements. They don't give any thoughts about retiring or nothing like that. And many of us from the old they have a lot of these pension plans like you have, where the company matches you and things like that. So you need to open up those statements and have a look at, first of all, see what you're invested in, first of all. And secondly, see what the projections are for when you're 65 or whatever the age may be. In many cases, you could retire before and take all your money. You can commute the money and, and live a great life. So sometimes those things are windfall, but people don't know because they don't open up those statements. They don't. They read the first paragraph and they go, ah, they put it away because it's so complicated. It's like the lawyers wrote it for other lawyers that only they can understand, but the average guy can't understand. That's the problem,
And that's what I like about talking to you, Kelvin, and I think so many people do too, and why you've been named one of the top financial advisors in the country is because you can break these things down, all these things that have been sort of written to be above people's heads, and make them make sense in a normal, everyday sort of way, the way that you would talk to your neighbor on the driveway and discuss these things. And a lot of people, I think they get that statement and they think, well, okay, I got the default. I don't know what the company's matching or it looks like there's something in there. If I up my own contribution, am I going to get more and things like that? And those are the things that could make the difference between retiring at 55 and retiring at 65.
Actually, and you're right, it does make a huge difference, but we sometimes don't bother with things like that. Retiring at 55, there's not many people that do it, but some people do it. And things you need to do, you need to figure, like I always say, live your money life backwards and your life forward. So figure out, determine how much you want when you retire. I need 2,000, 3,000, whatever the number may be, it doesn't really matter. And then factor in things like CPP and old age. But before you retire, you need to have a you need to plan for it. So you need to build, I'm not a big budget guy, but when it comes to retirement, you need to build a retirement budget. Factor in things like cost of health insurance, like a Blue Cross or something like that. Pick and choose, what's important to you, dental or eye or whatever's important to you, because those things might disappear when you retire. So you need to factor that in. I was telling you, retiring is many times in Canada, it's not about money. We live in the best country in the world, right? We have old age, we have a lot of help, social help and so on. Retiring is really, what am I going to do? If I retire today and I'm 60 years old, well, geez, what am I going to do for the next 30 years of my life? The last 30 years, I got up like 5 in the morning and sat in traffic and went to work and chatted with people and right. About the next 30 years, what am I going to do? I'm still going to get up early because that's what we do. But what am I going to do for the whole day, especially in the winter, right? I don't know what I'm going to do. So the biggest thing with retirement is, what do I do? So people should read stories about people that retired and maybe find something that identifies with them, right? And then you'll know what to expect when you get to that retirement. So the transition is a lot easier than you think it is. So don't wait till that 5 years before you retire, or the year before. Man, I think I'm going to retire. Well, what am I going to do? I don't know. And many times people would go back to work, because they're so bored, So.
I know people who've done that, retired and then wound up saying, all right, this isn't working. Anyone want to go into a small business with me? And then all of a sudden you're, at retirement age, taking one of the biggest risks of your life.
I believe, me personally, 60 is the year that most people should retire. 60, 61. Start taking your CPP, but be careful of claiming it right away, because what happens is there's so many things that happen to your CPP. You could take it, if you take it before your 65th birthday, it's reduced 0.6% every month prior to that age. So you have to be careful before you make that decision. You have to, it's not cut and dry anymore. It used to be. So you have to sit down with your advisor and do the math to figure out, should I do it? Should I start maybe taking my RSP out first and leave my CPP, or should I turn a bit of my RSPs into a RIF and start taking some, plus start taking my CPP? How am I going to blend my money? There's a pecking order for when you retire, for taking your money. You know, you start with your TFSAs, your open money, your RSPs, your RIFs. So there's a pecking order in how you do it because of taxes. So it comes into sitting down and figuring those things out, right? So planning ahead is planning your lifestyle ahead is really what's the most, you know, make a checklist for yourself. So learn your retirement type. Like, what type of person am I? Am I going to live where I'm living now, right? Or I'm going to maybe sell my house and live in Canada for, you know, so many months and go to Costa Rica, or I don't know. There's so many choices that we have now. I know the pandemic, we have no choices, but, you know, that'll blow over, I would imagine, a few years from now, right? So to try and sit down and make a plan, where what am I going to do? You know, sit down with your spouse, like I say, and write down like your dream list. You know, if I retired now, what does Chris's life look like in 5 years from now when he retires? You know, and like I say, it's not always about money, right? The money part actually is the easy part, because we know the Bank of Montreal did a survey years ago, actually 2 years ago, and they found that most people want about $4,000 coming in when they retire. You know, so one thing we know is we calculate, you know, most people that listening should go and open up a Service Canada account. And it'll tell you in there, you know, what you're going to get when you're retire at 60, 61, and so on. And look at, you know, your old age. And maybe after the break, we'll talk about a little bit about that, about how to work backwards to get your life forward.
Right, so. Perfect. And we'll touch on what that Service Canada account is all about, whose money that is. It's your money, and how you're supposed to be, spoiler alert, it's yours, and how you can track that, and how you can continue to plan for your retirement, whatever age you're planning to retire, and think about those things that you want to do when you retire. Here on Your Life, Your Money with Kelvin, the Money Guy. AskKelvin.ca is his website. That's AskKelvin.ca. And I'll give you his number on the other side of the break as well, if you want to reach him privately. AskKelvin.ca is a number to get a hold of Kelvin, the Money Guy. Stay tuned to Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
You are listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
And welcome back. This is Your Life, Your Money here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto, and joined by Kelvin, the Money Guy, who is also at home. But we are all together here. And thank you. I should thank Anne-Marie, who's been spinning the tracks and keeping us all on time here, back holding down the fort at Chorus Key, which has got to be a quiet place these days with the pandemic going on. But we are talking about planning for your retirement. We're talking about planning for your life. And one of the things that you always say, Kelvin, is to make sure you're enjoying your life as you're living it too, because you don't want to plan for a retirement that might not come. I promise I'd throw out Kelvin's number to reach him privately, 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. Cindy, how are you doing today?
Good, thank you. I just have a question for Kelvin.
What's your question?
I'm 57. I'm hoping to retire at 64, 65. I don't have any formal type of retirement plan. I'm planning on selling my house and downsizing in 2 to 3 years, and I expect to have about $300,000 to put aside. What should I do with that so I get some type of income when I do retire?
Yeah, thanks, Cindy, for calling. You're young. You're 57, so and you've got time to plan it. So what you would have to figure out is things like your risk tolerance. Okay, how are you going to feel, you know, if you make a certain return or whatever? Mm-hmm. And remember, there's always a risk in not taking a risk.
Yeah.
You're going to have to look at, we have to look at longevity. You're going to be 63, 64. You're most likely going to live till you're, statistics say anyhow, till you're about 87. Mm-hmm. So we have to make sure that the money that you do have whenever you sell your house, that you make enough so you keep up with inflation, and you make enough so you don't run out of money. So you have to balance the risk with longevity. We never used to have to worry about that, but now, you know, we're living longer, so we have to make those type of decisions. Think someone like yourself, I mean, you might want to sit down and figure out now, maybe take some of your money, your equity now, and put it away and leave it for the next 3 to 4 years while you're still working. Let the money compound for you. Then when you sell the house, you know, you got a kickstart. You're ahead of the game. So take those kind of things into consideration. If you have an advisor, sit down and have a chat with them about that. If not, give me a call off air and we can have a quick conversation about little things that you need to do before you get to that age of selling, you know? Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Okay, you have a nice day.
Thanks.
Thanks
Bye-bye.
so much for calling, Cindy. And the number to reach Kelvin off the air, and I will throw it out a number of times throughout the show. So, Cindy, if you don't have it, it's 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN.
You know, that's an interesting question that you had, because I've got a lot of, not a lot, but I would say maybe a handful of clients that are in their late 50s and their 60s selling their houses. They've decided that you know, now is the time to sell because they're a millionaire, because we're all millionaires now because of our homes, and sell it, rent, you know, keep your money, live off whatever you have. Some people, you know, will take like a line of credit on their house now and maybe invest it or do something, and then whenever they sell the house, they're so much further ahead of themselves. So it's all in the planning. You know, we said in the beginning of the show, it's all in the planning. So, you know, sometimes the planning needs a little tweak. And that's where we come in as financial advisors, to help you to do that thinking, so that when you do get to that whatever junction in your life, you're already there, you know.
Michael, thanks for calling. What is your question for Kelvin?
Well, my question for Kelvin is, first off, a little background. I have indeed retired at 60. I have sold my home, so I am in that financial bracket that was just described a few moments
Right,
ago.
right.
However, I'm still very leery about my security in life. I have an investor. I am investing, and my retirement right now has been very disappointing based on the COVID. Can't get out and enjoy it and live the plan that I dreamed of, playing golf on a 2 or 3 times a week. Anyway,
Right.
more specifically, in my RRSP, I have $30,000. And I'm wondering, with all of the pandemic spending that's been going on, whether it would be a wise decision at this time to try and transfer my RRSP money into a different account, either the LIF or the. I realize I've topped up my TFSA, and I try and do that every year, of course. But again, I expect that we are all going to be very heavily taxed as we come out of this pandemic, and I suppose for the next 5 to 10 years. So, what are your thoughts on taking and getting the money out of the RRSP at this stage?
So again, Michael, thanks for the question. You have to look at your income, where you are with CPP. I don't know how old you are, but if it's CPP and all that kind of stuff, where your income's at, because if you start taking money, too much money out of the RSP, it might backfire in the sense that you might end up paying a lot of taxes on other money that you may have. So it's really one of those tax questions before you start taking money out of the RSP. There's many ways to do it that's tax efficient, but you have but we really it's a hard question to answer actually on air, because there's so many other factors that we need to know. So you said you have an advisor, maybe sit with them and go through some of that tax consequences. If not, give me a quick call one day and I can give you a quick chat that you might get a different opinion, and take it to them and see what you want to do. You have to do the math before you do it. Before you do anything, you always have to do the math. So that's my suggestion to you.
All right, one last quick question. I know that you ask people to define themselves, whether they're low, medium, or high-risk investors.
Right.
Again, all of us laymen assume that, well, if I take higher risk, I expect to get a higher return. But in your experience, do you see a major windfall going high risk as opposed to medium or low?
No, you know what? Stay very balanced. It, you know, there's a theory, I forget what the theory is, that they, a math theory that somebody did. And it shows that you don't have to take a lot of risk to make money. In fact, there's an equilibrium. There's a cross in the graph that shows that the higher risk you take, the less money you make. So I would say for anybody that's listening, it doesn't matter what age you are, you know, take a balanced approach to your money. Don't go to shoot the lights out, because many times you end up broke. So sit down and reassess your portfolio. The biggest thing I would say, Michael, is to make sure every 3.5 to 4 months you go over your portfolio with your advisor. That's the biggest key. It's not about risk and balance and things like that. It's about being informed of what you have. And when the world changes, interest rates, whatever may change, you adapt your portfolio to those changes. And if you do so, it won't matter anymore. So that's what I would do if I was you. Be in
all
touch.
Right. Well, thanks again for taking my call. I appreciate listening to you each weekend.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Thanks, Michael. Thank you so much for calling. And the number to reach Kelvin off the air, 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. And it's interesting you say, Kelvin, that on that risk-reward ratio, that there is some point along the graph. And I think it's so many other things, there's a point of diminishing return, right? So
yes.
You're going to reach a point where all of a sudden, you know, you will gain a certain amount by taking more risk. But if you take a certain amount of risk,
right,
you're going to stop getting the reward for that, and it's going to actually start to hurt you. And I think that that's something that is probably, you know, a unique decision for every individual. But when it comes down to it, that slow and steady wins the race sort of thing.
Always. So
finding
something that balances
the risk from the reward.
Yeah, remember, good offense wins you games. But a good defense wins you championships, right?
Exactly. True. We watched
and in the Leafs and in the Leafs
Super Bowls to know that.
And in the Leafs case, a goalie.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. I think that's a good time to take a quick break here and then continue talking about your retirement plan and talking about your life and your money. Don't forget 416-457-7526. That's a number to get a hold of Kelvin off the air, and visit his website, askkelvin.ca. More of your life, your money, continuing here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
You are listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Your life, your money on Global News Radio with Kelvin, the money guy. 416-457-7526 is his number. 416-457-PLAN. That's a number to get a hold of him off the air. And you can always visit his website, askkelvin.ca. And you know, it doesn't have to be sort of a scary, daunting thing.
No.
You know, it can be really, really simple if you sort of break things down. And I think, Kelvin, obviously, the more runway you give yourself, the more time you give yourself to plan, the better off you're going to be. But what are some things that people should be thinking about as they are approaching retirement and as they start to think, whatever age they plan on retiring, some things they need to keep in mind?
So, you know, Chris, there's a couple of things I think we need to think about before we get there. We need to learn your retirement. What type of retirement person are you? Are you going to sit around the house? Like, what are you going to be doing? You're going to travel. So know your retirement type. Understand in the future what you want to do. Think about withdrawing your money from your RSP earlier than you were planning on, waiting till 71, because what happens is it'll really change the way you retire, because it'll change your income. It might affect your old age, might claw back your old age if you have too much money in your RSP. So know when to start taking the CPP and the old age. Do the math and figure out what income bracket will I be in when I retire, at no matter what age, 60, 65, 70, whatever the age may be. because that could have a really daunting effect on your taxes when you start to RIF your money and take it out. So maybe set up a RIF now, depending on your age, delay the CPP, or do the opposite. I don't know. That's why you want to sit down and plan out your retirement strategy for whatever age you may want to do it. So those kind of things I would take into effect.
And I think that that's all sort of the thing that we can all do. You know, it really is something that I think a lot of people do a lot of daydreaming about what they would do when they retire. And this is a kind of this active daydreaming. You just sort of plan for your retirement life and think about the kind of retirement style you wish to have.
Right. And one other thing that I find is, you know, maybe start a decumulation plan for yourself. Maybe look at the amount of money you have in your RSPs and say, oh my God, I got too much here. Or I don't have enough. I don't know. But if you, depending on where you are, remember to give you $1,000 every month when you're 65 to age 90, you need about $210,000 earning you 5% somewhere, a TFSA, an RSP, your bank account, wherever. So now we know I need $4,000. So I know for my CPP and my old age, my wife and I, we're going to get about maybe $2,000. So I need to fund $2,000 for the rest of my life. So I know $1,000, I need $210,000. So to get $2,000, I need $400,000. So, you know, we hear all these commercials on TV about you need $1 million and, you know, that's not enough to retire. Well, it doesn't make any sense because we don't need $8,000, you know, $7,000 to $8,000 a month on retirement. Most people don't. Some do, but those people already have the money. Remember, we're just the average guy, you know, working, living a great life, trying to make ends meet. When we retire, you know, we don't have $1 million now. So what are we going to do with $1 million? You know, so do the math, work backwards, go to Service Canada if you don't already done so, and see what the CPP will be at age 60, you know, 61, 62, and so on. And we know what your old age is going to be. See what you have in your RSPs or your TFSAs and work backwards and say, you know, most people are already there, you know. Most people are in their 60s or late 50s. They're already there with their net worth to start retiring. The problem is they don't know. They have to plan out what type of investments they have, so they hedge inflation and things like that. And once you get that math in your head and you get it done, you know, wouldn't it be a great feeling to know, geez, I'm going to work today, but I don't really have to. Most people go to work because they have to you know, plan for to live their lives. But many people out there, I think in their late 50s and 60s, really already have the money. You know, they just go to work. It's a good feeling to go to work because I have to, not because I want to, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And I think that that's an important thing to bring up too, is the idea that you don't need that $1 million in the bank in order to fund it, because I think a lot of people would, you know, put off enjoying their life today for a giant bank account in retirement. And in the meantime, they're not taking time to take, you know, obviously you can't do it now, but they're not taking the time to take that vacation. They're not taking the time to, you know, redecorate their house or do something that they want to. They're doing without things that would make them happy today so that they can have a lot in retirement. And then I don't want to get bleak or dark, but that's an equation that may not work out for you.
Yeah,
so you want to make sure that you are saving for that retirement, right? Well, enjoying the things that you have today and making sure that you can, that you're not cheating yourself today to pay yourself tomorrow.
I think some of the good things that come out of the pandemic, it's teaching us to do that. So you know what? Life is too short. Anything can happen at any time. So why don't I enjoy my life? Let me save for the rainy day like our parents taught us to do. But let me live today too, because what if I don't make it till I'm, you know, till I'm 70 or 80, whatever the case may be. So let me have you know what we don't have? We don't have a balance in our lives, is what I find. So these kind of shows, you know, really, I would say have a great balance in your life. Figure out what you want, figure out how you're going to do it, and take the action, the appropriate action to do it. That's my advice to people, you know.
And that's what Your Life, Your Money is all about. And thank you, Kelvin, for another great week here on Your Life, Your Money, another great episode and a lot of great advice. Thank you for people who are going to reach out to Kelvin off the air later on as well. It's a great opportunity to be able to, you know, help people with these plans for their retirement, with their life. And I think that that balance, it's all about that balance. And
yes.
Thank you so much, Kelvin, because that's what Your Life, Your Money is all about. And that's what makes it so great to do this show with you, Kelvin. So thanks again. Kelvin the Money Guy, one of the top financial advisors in the country. And you can visit his website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. And you can call him anytime off the air, 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. This has been Your Life, Your Money. Stay tuned to Global News Radio, 640 Toronto.
The preceding was a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.